Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today is a very special episode because I am recapping my experience at the 7-day meditation retreat that I went on with Dr. Joe Dispenza. I just went to the advanced retreat in Cancun, and I gotta tell you, humans, I was floored at the articulation of manifestation, quantum physics, emotions, why we're stuck, all of the things that we love to talk about and geek out on in this podcast. I have some new awareness, I have some new insights, and I have 35 pages full of notes where I just went in and I extracted some of the biggest mind-blowing moments that I personally experienced. And so this is what this podcast is going to be about. I'm going to walk you through some of those quotes. I'm going to walk you through some of those teachings and my interpretation and how it landed in my field and how it's resonating and how I am applying it in my real life and in my soul business. Let's dive right in. There is so much to cover. I want to open up this episode with a summary of something he said that is so simple yet landed so profoundly. He said, in order for anything to appear, it must be set in motion from the void. That signals a thought, and those thoughts carry an emotional current. I'm going to break this down, okay? Because the ones who have been manifesting, you're probably over here like nodding your heads like, yes, Melissa, we know this is what we've been doing. But I think to understand this deeper takes this to the next level. Let's just break this down. In order for anything to appear in matter, this means that it has to come from a vibration. This means that that vibration has to be set in motion by a thought, which just basically goes to show us that what we think about literally matters the most. And so everything that we see in our reality isn't because it is a crapshoot. Well, actually, let me take that back. It might be a crapshoot if you're actually not intentionally creating your life, because my life actually used to be a crapshoot. Before I realized that every single thought that I'm thinking and everything that I am putting my energy and my focus to, I am quite literally making it alive. I am summoning it to my reality. So the thoughts that you think carry an emotional impulse. When I say an emotional impulse, it's because when you have a thought, you send the signal out into the universe and that lands in your body. When you start thinking thoughts of failure, don't you feel like shit? Your body actually starts to respond to those thoughts. Here's another one of those things that I learned from Dr. Joe's retreat was that the mind doesn't follow the body. The body follows the mind. Again, all of these concepts that I'm going to be bringing forth, they're so simple, but we're going to sit with them. This is one of the most powerful things that I learned was that throughout the 7 days, he actually has you rehearse and practice exactly what he said with a partner. Because when you can know this through the body wisdom and not just through the mental recognition of remembering something, this is what actually we call embodiment. Your body has to know it, not just the mind. So to tie this concept up, my biggest takeaway was that when you feel something in your body, you got to trace this back. You see, so often we complain and we become aware of how we feel. Oh my God, I feel awful. And we do all of this work to try to change our state. But if you don't get to the root cause, you're just going to feel that dissatisfaction, that unhappiness or that unworthiness or whatever it is that you're feeling. And you're going to be stuck in that hamster wheel of constantly trying to fix yourself. So instead, my invitation is to trace it back. Let's go back to what was I thinking about before I felt that? And if we can change the way we were thinking, then we will change the way we feel. Because like Dr. Joe reminds us, the body follows the mind. The mind is the captain. It is the captain that is driving and steering the ship. Let's keep going because there are so many. I don't even know how I'm going to go through all of these. Okay, question mark. What routine have you normalized? This really was big for me because I've been meditating now for 7 years, and he did this whole lecture on how when you do something and it becomes second nature to the body, it loses its potency. And so, yes, girlies, human beings, for the ones that have been doing the thing and the routines and the yoga and the mindfulness and the meditation, check in and see what has lost its potency. And one of the reasons why it loses its potency is because we're not bringing in the intention and the attention to what we're doing. Now this meditation, now this yoga just becomes another thing that you're doing. Whether it's the walk that you're taking around the block or whatever other self-care routine you do, or maybe it's the checklist of going to the gym, what has lost its purpose, its meaning? And here's my biggest takeaway. Can you think about what you're not going to do when you do the act? Meaning, can you pay attention to the places where you fall unconscious? So this was a big one for me. I started realizing that I've been doing these 20-minute meditations and they have been losing its potency. Even though I've been doing them more and I've added one at night, I've been wondering, why is this not working? I mean, and yes, it's working. I'm getting in it, but it's become so routine. It's almost like brushing your teeth. Yes, that is great, but if you do it mindlessly, it doesn't have the same effect. Well, that is something that I'm bringing forth into our community so that all you spiritual wellness baddies can really come back to, how do I bring my intention to exactly what I'm doing? So before I've been meditating today, I get in this rehearsal of, okay, how do I want to feel inside of this meditation? And what do I not want to feel? Like, what am I not bringing to the table? Whether it's me fidgeting or me thinking about something else, and quite literally rehearsing how I'm going to show up has been just quite literally transformative in the past 2 weeks. And then I started to think about me being an athlete, and I'm like, this is exactly what I used to do when I was a WNBA cheerleader. I used to dance at Madison Square Garden, and we literally would just stare at the court and we would run through the whole routine with our eyes open. So very much in this hypnotic state. And I love that, you know, throughout the training, Dr. Joe Dispenza said, if you can do it with your eyes open, the same way you do it with your eyes closed, your body will know no difference, and vice versa. And then I started thinking about all of my yoga students when I would see them in downward facing dog and I would walk around and they had their eyes open, and I would purposely tell them, open your eyes. I want you to open your eyes, because you know what? It's easy to do it with your eyes closed. It's easy to go out into the quantum field and imagine this and imagine that. But can you live your life with your eyes open? Can you look at your bank account and still be happy? Can you be in the situation and the heat of your own fire and still find satisfaction, contentment? That's where life is. It's not when we close our eyes and not integrate what it is that we see in our reality. One of my favorite lines that I heard in the entire 7 days was that emotions are the record of the past. And I took that a little bit further and I was like, oof. If the emotions are the record of the past, that means the body is the library of the past. And then I learned, oh my gosh, this blew my mind, that the brain mainly operates in the past. And humans, my brain broke. I was talking to my niece the other day, we FaceTimed. And as I was talking to her, I got the full understanding of this. She was telling me how school was and her friends, and she's telling me about what happened in the grade that she's in and the test that she took. And as I'm listening to her, I'm like, whoa, even at 11 years old, the main conversation that we're having is, in the past. We're regurgitating the past. I want you to pull this nugget into your life, and I want you to examine all of the conversations that you have with people, your mom, your dad, your family members, your friends, your community, and pay attention. Is it happening and unfolding in the present moment? Or are we dragging the past into the future? That literally shook me to the core because I had this understanding, and I also was like, where have I been? This is insane. This has been happening all along, but it's all good because what we don't have awareness to, we don't know. And now I have awareness of this. So many of us, the conversation that we're having is, I don't feel good. I don't feel that I'm getting to where I want. Let me tell you what happened to me. Let me rehash and tell you everything that happened in the past. It's like, whoa, that really was almost a bend in my reality that helped me come back to this gem and this wisdom of asking myself, how can we stay in the present? How can we live in the present moment and create from the unfolding of things as they happen? Because if our emotions are the record of the past, everything that we do in our life is just reminding us of something in the past. And if our past is mainly shitty, then we're reliving a life of the past in the future. Isn't that crazy? So really the work becomes not responding to our old self, not responding to our old conditions. I've been saying this since I don't know when. In order to change, you literally have to be a new human. And this is where I came in contact with the quantum you. And I started to realize, and you've heard me say this 100 times on this podcast, you are two things. You are the human conditioned 3-density self, and you are the quantum self. You are the quantum self that's connected to everything. And in order for you to change, you have to stop thinking and acting as your old self. You just have to. Otherwise, you're going to be the same person in a new circumstance, but it's not going to change. If you want to live your best life, whatever the hell that means, and you bring your old self and your old thoughts to Hawaii or wherever else you want to go to, or your man or your girl or the business, I guarantee you, once you get there, you will find another problem. Because those things outside are not the thing that's stopping you from being happy. Happiness is an inside job. You have to create that. If we are the ones creating the problems, then we're equally the ones responsible to create the solutions for those problems. One of the other mind-bending experiences that I had, which by the way, let me just stop and let you know that there was 2,500 people that went to this retreat. All sorts of people went. I'm talking about young kids to the elderly population, from people who were deaf, blind, in wheelchairs, people who had irreversible diseases, people who just wanted to learn how to manifest. There was all sorts of people there. People that were in the medical field, there were all sorts of people there. I really was there for the quantum knowledge. I'm like, oh, I love manifesting. I love timeline jumping. Like, please explain, how is it that I've been doing what I'm doing? I know what I'm doing. And I actually know how to explain it really well, but to know the neuroscience behind how your blood plasma and your brain circuitry and all of these things actually change within the body as we change. Oh my gosh, I was in heaven. I was in geek heaven here. But one of the things that he mentioned was that he started to see these people that were changing their life through meditation. I mean, you got to go to one of these things. It's kind of hard to explain, but I'm talking about people walking from, you know, they were in a wheelchair and now they're walking, to people being able to see and they were blind their whole life. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. I'm not going to get too much into that. But he said one part, and he said, the reason why this happens is because you didn't have the disease or the pain, your body did. And that was another like, oh, drop mic moment. Because if we're believing that we are two things, remember, we're a human and a being, then we can understand how the human body is diseased, the human body is in pain. And if the body is the record of the past, then we can see why this is happening to our body. But the quantum self, the being self, the spirit self, it doesn't have this. It has always been whole. And can you imagine what happens when you teach somebody to connect back to that holy part of themselves? Then one can say, we can heal the body, because the body is a matrix. It is responding to the mind. That, to me, was mind-blowing. Another thing that we did during the 7 days, and it's something that Dr. Joe is known for, is he walks you through this meditation where we activate the pineal gland, and he breaks down, and through a lot of imagery and videos, I saw brains dissected, I saw brain scans. It was so cool and beautiful. But this gland, which in yoga and in mindfulness and in meditation, we talk about the third eye. It's located behind the eyes, almost closer to the back of the head. I always thought it was a little bit more forward, but when I saw it in the brain scans, I saw that it actually sits a little bit behind, further back in the brain. So usually the way I was taught to find this third eye was to draw a line from the space in between the eyes all the way to the back of the head. Just draw one straight line. And then draw another line from the top of the head, from the crown chakra, down. And where those two points meet, this is kind of around where the third eye is. Well, you got to take a little bit of a step back. When I saw the anatomy of the brain, it's a little bit back. And now, this gland actually has crystals. So check this out. This is so insane. So this third eye, which this is what I'm going to call it, right? This pineal gland has crystals around it. And when we activate this gland through breathwork, through many different exercises, through so many things that we know how to do, kundalini, or maybe you don't know how to do, but you can activate this gland. When you activate this gland, let's say you use breathwork, what happens is that this creates a magnetic field, which basically works as an antenna. And so I was like, oh my gosh, light bulb moment. That makes so much sense, right? I always knew that we can attract the thing that we want, but that we have to activate and see it in our mind's eye. And I've been saying this forever, that if I see it in my mind's eye, then that's it. Boom, done. It's already here. I just have to not add fear and doubt. And that's because, like, scientifically, this gland gets activated. So this gland becomes an antenna. Oh my gosh. An antenna, just like an antenna from a TV, just like an antenna from a radio. And as you dial it, you can hook in and connect. Oh my gosh. So all we have to do is activate this gland. And so we did that for about 7 days. And we actually did a specific meditation where we woke up at 4 a.m. We meditated for 4 hours and 40 minutes, just activating this gland through the breath, through this spinal fluid that he has us contract all the way from the base of the spine, moving up through the centers all the way into this gland. And we basically push this fluid through, squeezing all of our chambers and through our breath. And holy crap, it was one psychedelic. You know, actually the body creates natural DMT in the body, so it was truly a beautiful journey, but reality broke in so many ways. My personal experience, and I'll get into this a little bit here, was I saw things from the highest conscious possible timeline for me, and I realized how much we get caught up in all of the bullshit of life. Like, we get caught up in all of these labels and who we are, and I'm somebody, and I am important, and I have to do this. And as I was going through this meditation, I realized that, wow, we really do complicate life. And we mainly are living a life of dissatisfaction because we're putting so much pressure on ourselves. And what would happen if we became no one? What would happen if we just operated from pure love, from pure joy, from excitement, from creativity? What if we let go of all of this pressure of needing to be something for somebody else or even ourselves? Listen, don't get mad at me. I'm just a messenger. But our personality is just actually something we make up. We're none of those things that you think you are. Like, you're none of that. You're none of it. You're just pure love, consciousness, energy. That's it. I know that for sure. And all of these things that we claim as, this is who I am, is just another identification of the ego. The ego loves to name itself, but it's none of those things. One of the things that I really loved as I was sitting for the 7 days, soaking it all in, meditating hours and hours and hours a day, 6+ hours a day. We would go for like 1.5 hour stretches, 2 hour stretches. The longest was almost 5 hours. And he talked so much about intention. And I was like, oh my gosh, I love this, because I have been telling our community to focus on the intention for so long, because this is how I've been able to manifest and bring into me and summon all of my desires. It has never been about working harder. It has never been about doing more. It's about setting my mind's eye, my intention on the target, on the goal. I visualize and I set my intention so clearly on that goal because I know that it is the seed to the manifestation, that the actual manifestation, the materialization of the thing that I want actually cannot happen unless I have intention. Because when I am in the intention, it is like the supercharge. It is like the rocket that goes up into the sky, and it's like, bring this manifestation to this human. This is the way I see it in my third eye. And so the fact that he actually talked a lot about the neuroscience around intention and how intention is just an elevated emotion, and emotions create a specific frequency. Oof, are you ready for this? And each frequency is encoded with information. So for the people who are like, this is not about vibing high and vibing low. No, of course it's not. It's so ridiculous when people say this. We have to live in this 3D world and move through it. We do, because the body is a matrix and we have to move our body through time and space, and this is just what it is. But there is another reality. There is another reality that is attached to the quantum you. And the quantum you, if you can set your intention on the things that you want, and you can get an elevated emotion, you can get an electrical charge that is vibrating on a specific frequency. Now the heart becomes an electric magnetic field, and you attract the things you want to you. But you can't do it from scarcity, and you can't do it from fear, because that don't turn that heart on. It actually turns it off. You actually close your channel. Remember how I always say you either have an open channel or a closed channel? This is exactly what Dr. Joe was talking about. He actually just has the science to prove this. The open channel is when those circuits are firing and you're creating that electromagnetic field with your thoughts, with your intentions, and the stronger the emotions, the more you attract it. Uh-oh, but what if what if you have a strong emotion for hate? Well, you attract more of that. What if you have a strong emotion for love? Then you attract more. You see, because only somebody who's judging themselves can judge somebody else. And only somebody who's really loving on themselves can love someone else. So the stronger the emotion of something, the more it is vibrating on a specific frequency. And things that are vibrating faster are closer to that void. And that void is where everything and nothing came from. Can we agree, right? There is a God source consciousness, and that God source consciousness is not some like white man sitting on a cloud. I mean, we've gotten over that, right? You know that that's not true. It's a vibration. It is a frequency. It's a state of mind. There is no such thing as heaven and hell. All of it's happening simultaneously here. And actually, heaven or hell, it's whatever is in between your two ears. That's really it. You create that with your mind, because whatever you put your mind to, you bring your attention to, and you give it life, and it creates energy, and that energy creates frequency, and that frequency is encoded with information, and that information then hits your body and informs your reality. So it's not about needing to vibrate high, low, medium, left, right. Get over that. But there is a science to vibrating at a faster speed because you are closer to God's source consciousness. Why? Because there is less separation between you and all that is. And as you vibrate lower, whatever that means to you, you start to indulge in self-hatred. You start to separate yourself from God's source consciousness. The slower that frequency gets, the slower and heavier that density gets, and the more space you create between where you are now and your relationship to God's source universe. And this is not something I made up. These are the frequencies that I saw. And that also reminded me of how when you try to manifest something from scarcity energy, from fear and lack, it always feels like separation. It always feels like hard because in many ways you drop down to the frequency of 3D and now you're trying to make something happen by using more time, more energy, more force. And that's just incredibly hard. And now you're stuck in trying to manifest through the matrix. And listen, I'm not making this up. Like, this is just facts. If you're in point A and you're trying to get to point B, and point A is you're at the corner of 25th Street and you're in New York City and you want to cross the street to the corner of 25th. You have to go through space. Your body has to go through space and time to get to the other side. That's what most people are doing with their manifestations. They're like, oh, it's so hard. It's like, yeah, it's so hard because you're using the wrong field. If you move into this 5D, and forget all of the 5D, 4D, 10D, who cares? If you move into the conscious quantum field where there is no time and no space, you can get there in no time. You see, because creating from this 5D field, you lose time. This is why when people manifest and they start really actually becoming the creator of their life, you see that it happens for them at the snap of a finger. You see it happens super fast and you're like, what did they do? I've been working my butt off and they just got there because they became no one, nobody, nothing, nowhere. They understood that in order to get into the quantum field and timeline jump, you have to release who you think you are. You have to release your personality. And this is why I keep burning things down to the ground every few years, because I remind myself, and it's not every few years, honestly, every chance I get, even when I left New York and I moved into the van and I let go of my possessions, that was another opportunity for me to remind myself, you are not these things. You are not the car. You are not the home. You are not the marriage. You are not your relationship. You're not even who you think you are. You're none of these things. If anything, you're just God, source, universe, consciousness, love, maybe closer to that. You're more closer to the quantum you than all these other things that you make up. Check this out. Dr. Joe said that 50% of our memory is made up. That's crazy. 50% of the things that you call your past, you made that shit up. This is why the past is an unreliable resource. Can you imagine? Some people are really living their life with 50% of the past that they made up and that is not real. And it's actually not true. They're remembering in a different way. And they're living in actually a lot of pain because of the past, because they're dragging their past into their future. The 5D is a multiverse. The 5D is the quantum universe. It's the space of what happens when you get out of this earth. Did you realize, human, that you are a speck on a planet, on this beach ball that is just spinning in the middle of basically nowhere? So get out there. Bring your mind's eye out there. What is that? And go further. Go outside of the galaxy. What is that? What's there? Energy, the multiverse, everything. We come from that. That is in us. The whole entire universe, the whole cosmos, the whole galaxy is within us, and we're not separate from it. And I think that's the whole matrix of this entire planet, is that we think that we're separate from one another. But we're not. We're actually more alike than we think. And to quite literally change your life, which, trust me, I know how hard it is. I did it. And in many ways, I used to always say, like, who was that? Wow, I really feel like I think I'm a cat. Like, you know, cats live like 9 lives or whatever. I'm like, who was that person? It just seemed so far away. It seemed like I don't even know who that is. Like, who thinks like that? Who was the version of me that thought like that and moved like that and made those decisions? It's so far away from me. And I'm sharing it with you because if you're desiring to change your reality, you can. And the one thing that I got from Dr. Joe's retreat is that it motherfucking takes work. You got to stop thinking that it's just going to fall out of the clear blue sky. I've been telling people I've been working on my own life and changing my own reality as if I'm going to the damn motherfucking Olympics. Okay, like I work on my body. I work on my mindset. I work on my energy. I work on my vibration. I work on my community. I work on everything, 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 because it all connects. The body is a matrix. We need to move the energy. Our vibration matters. Who you hang out with matters. What you listen to matters. What you watch matters. Everything matters. Everything matters. The thought that you pay attention to, it all matters. It matters because it's creating matter. It's so important. And yet so many of us are like, oh, I want to change. And it's like, okay, well, what are you doing? What's the work that you're doing? Are you observing your thoughts? Are you consciously trying to change those thoughts? Are you creating your behaviors? Are you acting, thinking, and feeling like the person that you really want to become? Are you stepping into the quantum view? Or are you just operating as the old self wanting to be a new self? Well, that's not going to happen. In order for you to change, you got to put in the work. And that's one of the things that was my biggest takeaways and my biggest highlights. And he proves that. And he proves how when you change your thoughts, you change your life. And he proves when you change your behavior, you change your life. He proves that when you are vibrating at a different frequency, you change and bend reality. This is not some woo-woo thing. It is facts. It is actually now science. So my biggest recommendation for you, human, is to look at your life and ask yourself, is this really the life I want to live? And if it is, I am so happy for you. I love that for you. Because it's so hard sometimes to be happy, content, and satisfied. But if you're the type of person like me, I found myself in this situation, like I'm not happy with this version of myself. It was, if I died today, I would be so mad at myself because I didn't become all that I can be. I didn't optimize my life. I there were so many other things that I wanted to do and I didn't do it because I was afraid or scared or this person was going to judge me. And all of that were all the things I was doing to myself. Ain't nobody give a shit. Nobody is judging. Nobody is judging but you. When I realized that, that made me laugh so much. And it's like, when we always blame somebody else, we always like to separate ourselves because it's easier. It's easier to give up on ourselves. It's easier to not do the thing when we blame somebody else for the reason and the cause that we're not doing the thing we're supposed to be doing. That is my biggest advice to you. Look at your life. And if you wake up in a reality one day and you hate it, or you don't like it, don't get sad. Don't get mad. Know that there is another version of who you are that has every single thing that you wanted. If you just believed, if you worked on the thoughts that you were thinking, if you trained and rewired your beliefs, if you attuned your vibration to the outcome of the quantum you, and you worked on it every single day like your life depended on it, because shoot, why not? We only have this one life right now. You will get there in no time without you expecting. Don't grip onto it. Don't tell yourself, I have to become this version. If not, don't do that. Let go of that. Do it out of an energy of being playful, out of wonder, out of curiosity, and just because and watch your whole entire life change. Oh my God, human beings. I'm so excited that you tuned in to this specific episode. We have some juicy things coming up. Check out my Instagram at I am Melissa Ruiz. If you've liked this episode, screenshot it, post it on Instagram, tag me, tell me your biggest takeaways. We are bringing forth a new freebie. This is going to be for our community. This is going to be for people who are desiring to attune to wealth and abundance and prosperity. If you are in a season where you are desiring for ease in your soul business and you are wanting to create $100,000 with one offer, ooh, I have something super exciting for you. DM me the word profit. I will send that over to you and I will see you soon. Go with peace. Go with God. Breathe.